Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Feast of Corpus Christi, and the readings are from Cycle A.
In recent months, we've moved together through the whole story arc of the season of Lent, the Triduum and Easter, then the Easter season, 7 weeks long, to the Feast of the Holy Spirit, the Pentecost. When we enter deeply into that cycle, we come out different at the other end, not just chasing our tails in an annual circle of same old thing, but an increase in grace and depth and wisdom, compassion, and perhaps a sense of who we are to God and who God is to us. The same way when any one of our love relationships deepens in times of great joy or times of sadness, when we come together and ponder how much we mean to one another. After the Pentecost, then we're given Trinity Sunday, which is one of those Sundays that focuses on kind of basics of the way even the Godhead is put together. Not just a monolith, not an object, but an energy of love flowing in and out of three different persons comprising the Godhead. And today, it's the feast of us, the feast of the body of Christ, Corpus Christi in the Latin. When I was doing a little teaching with the level 4 young men and women in our catechetical program, in the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, there were several who were like 11, 12, 13, who were preparing to be confirmed a few weeks ago. And that second Sunday after Easter, I was the teacher. The gospel that day was that familiar one about the road to Emmaus. You know that story? It starts with, on that first day of the week, when it was growing dark, they were walking away from the city of Jerusalem, heartbroken, because the one they loved had died. An awful death. We thought he was going to be the one. We thought he was the one. And then this stranger starts asking them, joins them and starts asking them what they're talking about. Jesus of Nazareth, the prophet, great in power and all that. And then they don't know who he is, but he starts telling them, don't you see the pattern? Don't you see the way God's working? And he starts explaining the scriptures and starts drawing comparisons between stories in the prophets to things going on right in their own day. And it looks like they get where they're going and he's going to keep going further. And so they say, stay with us. Stay with us. And so they did, and they were hungry. So you remember in that story, they gather and they do what we do who are conscious of what a gift our life is. Before we eat our food, we give thanks for it. They ask Jesus to do the blessing. He blesses the bread and breaks it and shares it. And then what happens? You know the story? He vanishes from their sight, it says. So I asked our young people preparing for confirmation, where did he go? And I was fully prepared for somebody to give this answer. Heaven. Because that's where God lives. But I waited for the answer, and you know what I heard instead? Not heaven. One of them said, he went inside of them. He went inside them. That's why they couldn't see him anymore. You can't see your food after you've eaten it. He went inside them. Your eyes look out at other stuff and other people. So many people on this campus would like to believe there's a God, and they sometimes even try to imagine it. But often I've heard them imagine an object. Like maybe there's life on other planets. Maybe there is a God on Pluto or in another galaxy far, far away. Or maybe there's a force of some kind. Yeah, maybe. The thing is, when we look for God outside of us, we're like those guys going the wrong way. Turn around. Stay with us when we look outside for God, because God is inside of us, just like that kid knew. He was inside them. How can that be? Have any of you ever had a life inside of you? She has three in a row. Anybody else in here ever had a life inside of you? Rachel, do you have something to offer? What, you guys come up, would you? Come up here where everybody can see. I want you to tell these people what it's like to have a life going on inside of you. This is your first, right? You know that?
Yes.
I'm kind of caught in here.
Well, I'm due on Thursday. So, thank you. But this is our first, as Father Nathan said, and it's truly a miracle. I have told him, and I've told so many other people, I don't know how anyone can give birth and not believe in a higher power, because you go from not feeling anything to one day saying, is that the baby? And then the baby grows and it gets bigger and bigger, and right now it's going crazy. And it's just the most amazing thing, because you actually feel the life inside of you. You feel potential. You are amazed about what the future holds for this child that you have yet to meet. You wonder about their personality, what's going to spark their passion in their heart, and you don't know. It's just this very active life inside of you. And that's my experience. David, do you have anything to add?
That sums it up.
But I will say, it was very, very neat for the first time when David got to feel the baby, because I felt the baby for weeks before he did. And then for him, it's now obviously a very visible sign that we are expecting life. But it is a joy. It is true joy.
Thank you. They often attend this mass, and I was hoping they were going to be here today. We just had dinner the other night together. When I think of the body of Christ, I think of myself, like Jesus said, you will be in me, and I will be in you. And I think he meant that absolutely with precision, that we are in him, and he is in us. I wanted to share with you something that one of the doctors of the church wrote, if I can find it. It's in here someplace. It's St. Augustine. And he says, let's rejoice then and give thanks that we've become not only Christians, but listen to this, we have become Christ himself. Rejoice because you have become Christ himself. This is a doctor of the church. Don't you understand and grasp God's grace toward us? Marvel and rejoice. We have become Christ. For if he is the head, we are the members. He and we together are the whole person. The fullness of Christ, then, is the head and the members. What does this mean? Christ and us, his church, we are one. So many people would love to know that there's a God. They'd especially love to know that there was a God who knew them and loved them and who heard their prayers and was with them in their joys and sorrows. If St. Augustine is right, and we are alter Christi, we are other Christ. Christ means anointed one, and you were anointed when you were baptized. We are anointed into the chrism, is the word underneath Christ. We were chrismed, we were christed when we were baptized. And again, it's reinforced when we're confirmed. It's brought home again every time we receive the Eucharist. He's in us, and we are in him. Those guys that didn't recognize Jesus, they were expecting him to look like Jesus of Nazareth. The transformation he was undergoing was that he was beginning to look like you and you. He's beginning to look like you and you. Any one of us who's willing to embody him, he begins to look like us, which can be a great thing. Because there are certain people who trust you, but maybe don't trust anybody else. Or there might be just something about you that unlocks something in someone else. You just have a chemistry with some particular person, or somebody finds you the one that they want to confide in. Or somehow just feel like you're the person who would know their heart. And at that moment, you're the face of Christ. Better than somebody like me. There are moments when people might see the face of Christ in me, but then I wouldn't be the right person for the next one, but you might. So we become the body of Christ and have that dignity of loving a person we haven't even seen yet. Being a part of the mystery of the unfolding of death and life and death and new life. Being a part of all of that. I remember being taught how to distribute communion. In 1983, it was 2 years before I was ordained a priest, I was sent to one of our parishes, and I was trained to be a Eucharistic minister with all the other people in the parish that were going through that training. The pastor told us, here's what you do. You're going to receive the body of Christ, the consecrated host. You're to say only this as you hand it to a person, the body of Christ. You're not to say, this is the body of Christ, or receive the body of Christ. You're simply to say, body of Christ. And then listen to this. This is what he said. I still remember it. What you're doing, or what you're in the middle of, is the body of Christ giving the body of Christ to the body of Christ. You're in the midst of the body of Christ, that enormous fellowship of people all over the world who are alive on this plane, all the saints and holy ones that have preceded us. We don't just receive Jesus. I believe I received my parents. I believe I received all the people whose funerals I've ever done. I trust that I'll, you know, this next week is my last with you, but I don't feel like I walk away from you because we live together in the body. There might be a little bit of relocating inside the body, but it's one. The body of Christ, that huge assemblage of love, offers the body of Christ to the body of Christ. And then when we leave here, we never at the end of Mass just say, see ya, adios, bye. We leave with a commission. Go now to love and serve the Lord. And even though we might go in different directions, we don't really splinter and dissipate. We spread out. We share the good news. We share the love. So today, we rejoice because it's our feast. And we ask the Lord to go deeper into us and help us to understand all the implications of being called to that great dignity. Giving birth. Being present. Allowing the profound presence to live in us, and especially to become the hands, the feet, the face of the love of God for anyone that we might need.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.